Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now we come to the fifth volume, second Brahmana, second section, mantra number 1. The Upanishad gives a kind of a parable. Traya prajapatya prajapato pitarai brahmacharyamushu deva manushya asura ushitva brahmacharyam deva uchu bravichinobha bhavaniti devyoha itadaksharam vacha da iti, and so forth. Three classes of Prajapati's sons. Prajapati is the creator. The creator has three sons. Three, each son referring to a whole class. Gods, men, demons. Devas, human beings, and asuras. These three types of sons, gods, men, and asuras, lived a life of austerity and brahmacharya with the father Prajapati. It gives the kind of a picture of a family who has three sons, and the family parents always give their children a kind of education, discipline, and a lot of good training. And when the children are ready, father gives special instruction. So, in the creation, gods, men, and asuras, just to give you in the beginning itself, the subtle meaning is, in every individual, there are three levels of consciousness. One type of consciousness belongs to human beings. Human beings in whom there is a mixture of good and evil. But every human being has also another lower nature hidden within the personality. That lower nature is tamasic. And that tamasic nature is all evil. That's asuras. And then every human being has a sattvic level. Gods. God, human being, and demon. Compound them all the three, then that's what a human being is. But follow the mystical episode. Consider these three as different personalities. So there are gods, there are human beings, and there are demons. Representatives of gods, one representative from gods, one from human beings, and one from asuras. They approach Prajapati, the creator and the guru, who is God, for receiving spiritual instruction. The God representative asked, please instruct us. Prajapati said, da, and kept quiet. Highly sensitive mind is given teaching in a form that is extremely brief, sometimes just finger pointing. Come to a person and say, where is the polar star? And the answer, no words, just finger. So, da is a mystic letter pointing to certain quality. And then the creator asked, have you understood? All that he said is da. And then he asked, have you understood? And God said, we have, O Lord. What have you understood? You have told us to practice self-control. Daman. Da means daman. The quality of dhamma. Controlling the mind and senses. So if you have that principle of control operating in you, then godly aspect is being highlighted. The more you control yourself, more virtuous qualities develop. Those virtuous qualities are God's. They are considered the divine wealth, Devi Sampath. So if you have patience, forbearance, humility, control of anger, and so many other virtues, all these virtues means godly qualities are developing in it. Now then, the human representative said to him, please instruct us. They were not at the same time, in the same hall at the same time. They are in sequence, one after another. Otherwise, the others will have already heard the answer. Prajapati said, da. And asked, have you understood? And the man representative says, yes, Lord, O Lord. Daan, be charitable, be magnanimous. Always share what you have. Human aspect in you flourishes, blossoms by charity. The divine aspect in you develops on the basis of controlling the mind and senses. The more you control, higher qualities begin to develop. The more you are generous, humanity in you begins to develop. So much so, you consider the whole world as one human family. But then came the turn for the demon. And the demon approached. The demon representative approached. The actual term is asura. Asura implies someone who is not in harmony. Those who learn music, they hear the word sur, sura and asura. You are in sur, you are in harmony. Asur, you are not in harmony. The music is discordant. Some donkey has entered into it. When good qualities develop, your life is flowing like a melody. Harmony, a sense of joy. The negative quality has developed, jealousy and hate, revenge. Then that melody has been broken. It is being interrupted by some donkey or some monkey or whatever. So the asura aspect that makes your life flow with discordance, that aspect comes to Brahma. And Brahma gives the same da and asks, what have you learned? And this asura says, O Lord, you are teaching us to have daya. Daya is kindness, mercy, compassion. So every human being a blend of all the three, all these three qualities must develop in you. In order to be an integrated person, the asura in you that makes the music of your life discordant, that's your anger, hate, conceit, and you can control it by compassion. Try to see the pain in others as if it is your pain. That type of attitude must develop. Once it has developed that type of tender-heartedness, the demoniac quality will not be there. You cannot become harsh or pig-headed. So, daya, compassion, and charity, that quality must develop. While observing others, always have charitable attitude. Do not magnify the defects of others, but magnify your own defects. The more you magnify, you are in a better position to correct them. But when you magnify others' defects, that simply blind your eyes and nothing happens. Therefore, in Chinmudra, people are taught hand position. This finger point, if you finger point somebody's mistake, three fingers point to you. So see your mistakes and go on correcting them. Otherwise, your mind is constantly involved in finding mistakes in others. If that is your hobby, then watch the movies, these TV shows. Watch the politics. So then, divine qualities, constantly try to keep your senses controlled by mind. Keep your mind controlled by your intellect. Keep your intellect controlled by your higher self. That order of restraint, dhamma. And then the best sura, your life flows like a melody. Life flows in a glorious way. See how much has been contained in a little episode. Da is repeated by the heavenly voice. Da, daman, control the mind and senses. Da, dan, for human consciousness. Expand your heart by charity. Da, daya, for the hard-heartedness, for the demoniac in you. For preventing demoniac development, continue to practice compassion. And these three das are put together, you are practicing integral yoga. And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.